The federal government granted states a total of $11 billion in 2017-2018. Indiana received $158 million of that money. But a report from the Richard M. Fairbanks Foundation says that amount should be higher. Here's Foundation President Claire Fidian Green.
In fact, we received about half of what we believe we should have if you were allocating the federal funding based off of the number of opioid-related overdose deaths.
In 2017, Indiana recorded 1,176 deaths involving opioids. The Fairbanks report points to research that indicates Indiana underestimates the number of those deaths. Fidian Green says the extra money could mean more recovery housing, school-based prevention, and harm reduction services. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan.